this is Billy Dean, and you're listening to Animal Radio.
Terry, how are you doing?
Well, I've got two rescue dogs. We've had them for about a year and a half now. One is a Minpin. The other one is an Australian cattle dog. And we took the cattle dog first. We had her for a short time. Our neighbor had a Chihuahua. They got along real well. Then the neighbor moved, and we went and got the Minpin. Well, she does really well with the little dogs. She adapts with little dogs all the well. But when it comes to dogs her size or bigger, she just has a temperament problem, and we don't know what to do with it. You can hear her snapping her jaw so hard trying to get at them. So she's not socialized at all. And being we don't know her past family life, we don't know what to do with her.
What do you do? Firstly, there's a lot of different kinds of aggression in dogs. It's probably the most common problem. Your dog is fearful, very, very anxious and afraid, and that's why she's reacting like that when other dogs come near her. She's afraid, and she figures the best defense is a good offense. And whether she would go at him or not, we don't know. But what are you doing when your dog's acting like this? What's your behavior?
Usually yelling at her to stay, pulling back on the leash. We've tried taking her to the dog parks a couple times, and to get her to socialize is almost impossible. Now, our daughter has an Australian cattle dog, also a different color. We have a blue, and theirs is a tan. And now they bring it over. It was a puppy to begin with, and if we're right there with them, we can keep them from, but she growls and... He snapped a couple times,
But you get very anxious. You're very anxious, and your energy is very manic when your dog's acting like that.
Oh,
you're afraid,
sure.
Too, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the best advice, because I would love to work with someone like you and be there, because that's what it takes, because it's behavior modification that you have to involve yourself in. And to do that, you have to understand what's triggering your dog, and you already know that. Other dogs are triggering your dog, and you have to know how to divert and redirect your dog's energy and get your dog to where he's not or she's not afraid of other dogs. I would suggest you visit a behavioral therapist, a dog behavioral expert, because there are certain things you need to know so that the problem doesn't get worse. The simple solution is just don't bring your dog around other dogs for a while. Don't bring your dog around other dogs because that's the trigger. But in order to change your dog's behavior, that's a little involved, and it's a little difficult to explain on the phone. I could give you, if somebody gets me an email address, I could actually write you out a plan of action that you could follow. But getting a behavioral expert would be a very good idea for you to teach you how to be calm and be an assertive, calm pack leader, because that's what your dog needs. Your dog is anxious and fearful because the dog is protecting you as well as afraid for itself right now.
Yeah. See, my wife is there with the dogs all the time, and I work, so I'm... when we got her, this dog has never tried to leave. It's like she walked through the door and said, okay, I'm at my home, and I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to stay right here. The gates can be open. She'll bark at people.
Very fearful.
At that gate. Oh, yeah.
I have a neighbor with a dog like that. This dog is just a mess because they were taking a walk one day, and another dog attacked while his dog was on a leash. And ever since that day, he's been a wreck. So his dog is a wreck, and he won't let his dog be around other dogs. And I was walking by his house, and his dog is barking like a maniac, and I walked up there, and he's freaking out. The neighbor's freaking out. And I said, Larry, just leave me alone with your dog for a couple of minutes. Go in your house. And I had them playing and acting like dogs within 10 minutes. They were just acting like dogs. His dog was acting like a dog again instead of like a mess. And that's because
that's
the dog is feeding off his energy. His energy is so manic and crazy, the dog thinks there's something to be afraid of even when there isn't. It's like Joey's in the room.
Okay, that makes sense because, and my wife gets, her son was here with his daughter, a baby, and no, I don't want the dog because she snaps. And she growls and that, and I said, the dog is fine, leave him alone, and we've never had any problem. It's a baby, and a baby's full on dog, and she's done really well, but my wife gets really anxious, and I can see it then, because she keeps him away and puts her out in the garage when the baby's there and things like that.
Well, your wife is smart. I mean, you should definitely keep the dog leashed when the baby's there. You don't know what could happen, and the time distance between a dog becoming fearful and actually being aggressive is so short and so unpredictable if you don't know what you're looking at when you watch a dog, that it's very smart to be cautious when there's a baby around. But you can keep the dog around you. Just make sure the dog is on a leash. Make sure you're right there when the baby approaches the dog at all times.
Yeah, okay. That works.
Terry, give us your email address. Hang tight. I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll fry up Alan to that. By the way, you can email Alan. Anybody can email Alan. Send your spam to Alan, A-L-A-N, at animalradio.com. A-L-A-N.
And I'm still waiting for a picture of Joey in that outfit we talked about.
Hold on. I forget. What outfit are we talking about here?
The one you told me you keep in the back of your closet.
Oh, yes. Yeah, no problem. I'll get that right out there. I got a quick question, though, for you, that pertains to that caller. If I had a puppy, and what is the best thing that I should do in order to get them used to certain things? Just socialize and walk? I mean, would you introduce your pet to basically, everything, the people around you, other pets, and the leash? Would you say that that's probably the most important things that you can do in the beginning?
You know what? In the beginning, you're absolutely right. You should bring your dog into the most situations, around the most people, around the most other dogs that you can, and get yourself used to being calm, putting yourself in a calm frame of mind that you are in charge, that you are the pack leader. And yeah, you bring that puppy into all different situations. The more exposure puppies have to people and other dogs and situations where there's noise and all kinds of things going on, the calmer they will be when they grow up.